news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. You made it to Friday. All right, and got a lot to do on today's show. Let's get started with Kane and traffic first up here on this Friday morning.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident southbound 65 just south of Moffitt Road. Left lanes are blocked off, but they're in the process of trying to move them out of the roadway now. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still no problems from the Eastern Shore. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? A staycation at the Battle House Hotel and Spa is just what you need, with a deluxe, newly renovated guest room, complimentary parking, and a $50 Visa gift card. Book at Marriott.com and use code P91. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from Pro Tint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at Pro Tint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 6:08, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, glad to have you along on this Friday. I'm Dr. Bill Williams with more on the weekend forecast coming up around 6:35, plus 7:35. We have the weekend weather scale. Be ready for that. And also coming up on this Friday, turning up your voice at 343-0106. Lots to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour. Talking about some state news. Will Dismukes continues to stay in the news, state rep there. Also, the big question, when are they going to get something done in Washington? And if they don't get something done in the House and the Senate, will the president do an end around? We'll talk more about that in just a second. Also, coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton has those numbers.
Yeah, big picture, Sean. Cases continue to decrease nationally and here at home in Alabama, while the number of daily deaths either has stayed steady or increased in Alabama's case. Nationally, we now have 4.8 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 151,000 that have died due to COVID-19. It does appear that we're heading back down the curve after hitting a second peak for new cases around 2 weeks ago. There were 54,000 new cases added nationally yesterday, and because of that, the seven-day average has fallen to around 55,000 cases per day. That's around what we were averaging 4 weeks ago as we were on our way up that peak. Testing has been quite a bit lower over the last week. Because of that, the seven-day average has dropped to around 740,000 per day, and right now nationally around 7.4% of the tests are coming back positive. There were 1,253 deaths reported yesterday. Seven-day average for fatalities has leveled off the last week at right around 1,050 per day. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, there have been nearly 60 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 93,402 confirmed cases and 1,654 have died due to COVID-19. There are also currently 1,575 that are hospitalized right now. That number has been pretty steady over the last week and a half or 2 weeks. Mobile County added 151 new cases yesterday with zero new deaths, bringing their total to 9,420 cases with 204 that have died due to COVID. Baldwin County added 58 new cases and no new deaths. They've now had 3,380 cases with 23 that have died. Yesterday, I told you that the counties that surround Mobile and Baldwin, Washington, Clark, Monroe, Conecuh, Escambia, Choctaw, Wilcox, those had 12 total new cases 2 days ago. Yesterday, they had 92 total new cases and one death. Most of those cases and that one death came from Escambia County. So we did see the numbers increase a little bit in the more rural areas yesterday. And Jefferson County continues to pace the state. It's been months now that they've been the leader in pretty much every category. They added 300 new cases yesterday and two new deaths, bringing their totals to 12,486 cases. It's 3,000 more than Mobile County. They've also had 232 that have died. That's right around 28 more than Mobile County. So Jefferson County continues to pace the state. Statewide, 1,626 cases were added yesterday. That brings the seven-day average down to 1,415 cases per day. But keep in mind, I'm going to have to say this at least through tomorrow. That includes between 800 and 1,000 tests from Mobile County on Saturday and Sunday that were actually from early July. They were backlogged and added over last weekend. So that's kind of changing the numbers a little bit there. But like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that new cases are on their way down the curve in Alabama after hitting a peak of near 2,000 per day back on July 18th. 15 deaths reported for Alabama yesterday, 7-day average now at 20 per day. I've mentioned it before, the fatality reports from the state are pretty inconsistent, which makes it more difficult to follow those trends, but we've been pretty steady in deaths in Alabama over the last couple weeks. New cases and hospitalizations, testing, that's been trending down, so I would expect and hope to see COVID fatalities in the state. I think they'll either stay the same or even continue to increase for a little while longer, but I think we should start to see those numbers drop here over the next week. That's a look around the state and the nation in COVID-19 numbers.
Dalton, we appreciate the update. Let me, a couple things here. Number one, just between you and I, do you think, you talk about the stats for Jefferson County mm-hmm. and Birmingham, do you think I should readdress my discussion on social media with Kyle Whitmire from AL.com, who came out and said that Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson had blood on his hands and Mobile's numbers were so high. Basically, what Kyle was saying through the words is because Birmingham has a Democrat mayor and mm-hmm. Mobile has a Republican mayor, that Republican mayor didn't care.
Right.
He was at, this is about a month and a half ago that he and I got into it. Should I readdress that with him there, with those Jefferson County numbers?
And now might be the time, because Jefferson's numbers, I mean, they keep increasing. It's been
it must be because it must be because of the party of the mayor, right?
Now, there is one thing. Jefferson County has tested.
That would be immature to say that, Kyle Whitmire.
Yeah, but Jefferson County has tested nearly double the amount. They've had nearly double the amount of tests than Mobile County. So who knows, if Mobile County had twice as many tests as we have now, maybe we would have more cases than Jefferson County. But still, to have 3,000 more than the next closest county.
It's not like it's a neck-and-neck race.
No.
There. Okay.
No, not at all.
The other part is those numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'll direct you to the podcast, although we'll talk more about this and maybe play some clips from the interview in the 8 o'clock hour. During the midday Mobile yesterday, in the noon hour, Dr. Randy Murphy from the Mobile County Health Department joined me and laid out, we talked about a lot of these questions, and one of them was the numbers. I think the short takeaway for me was we had talked about maybe people from surrounding counties, when they came into Mobile County to get tested, counted as a Mobile County positive case.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, that doesn't happen. Also, if they are a fatality, it is not a Mobile County fatality, but it'll be a fatality from the county of residence. The thing she said was different is hospitalization numbers, and that in the county, yes, people mm-hmm. from out of county will count for that, but the other two, no. Also, we addressed that backlog
yeah.
that got put in on Monday, and it sounds like it's clerical. I mean, that's kind of what we thought. It sounds like clerical error and having to go around and instead of do it. They always manually enter things, but they had to do it in a different way. It's in that interview. She kind of breaks it down.
Yeah, and that's interesting. And you know, it's a difficult task, I'm sure, to gather all those numbers from all these different places across the state. And then keep in mind nationally how much more difficult that must be. But it's so important that they get those numbers right, because decisions, very important decisions, are made based off of those numbers.
Yep.
But I really appreciate Dr. Murphy coming on yesterday and, answered every question yep. you threw at her and answered it as truthfully as she could. So that was an outstanding interview. Hopefully we'll play some more of that later, but it is loaded on the podcast page right now at FM Talk 106.5.
It's like 40 minutes straight, so I did the thing that'll get me in trouble around here. I blew off all the commercial and news breaks,
yeah.
and we went 40 minutes straight at noon, so you get a big block of that Q&A with Dr. Randy Murphy. All right, Dalton, appreciate the update there. 6:15 and marathon meetings on coronavirus stimulus resume today after, imagine this, failing to reach an agreement last night in Washington. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has more.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin emerged from meetings with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer with this pronouncement.
I think there's a lot of issues we are close to a compromise position on.
And now the bad news.
I think there's a handful of very big issues that we are still very far apart.
Speaker Pelosi was more direct.
I couldn't help but thinking when we were at the table that what they were offering us was Sophie's Choice.
In other words, she says the White House was offering too little, too late, and for too few people.
Not enough money for food, nothing for housing in terms of rentals. A moratorium, that's nice, but it's not money for rent. It isn't not enough money for money in the pockets of the American people who really need this, who through no fault of their own are out of work.
While Democrats continue to say the next coronavirus stimulus deal must be big, bold, and comprehensive, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says smaller proposals may be necessary.
We could have passed a very skinny deal that dealt with some of the most pressing issues, and yet we've had Democrat senators not once but twice say no.
When they said a skinny proposal, it was anorexic.
Senator Schumer joined Speaker Pelosi in saying the White House is unwilling to compromise.
They were unwilling to meet in the middle. They said it mostly has to be their way, and they admitted that.
Mark Meadows says President Trump sees things differently.
He's coming to the realization that perhaps some of our Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, are not serious about compromise and are not serious about trying to meet the needs of the American people.
Both sides indicate some movement, for example, on extending the enhanced unemployment benefits. But Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says both sides remain miles apart when it comes to aid to state and local governments.
The president is not going to do a deal that has a massive amount of money to bail out state and locals.
That clearly got under Nancy Pelosi's skin.
We're not bailing out the states. We're protecting the jobs of our heroes.
Who are the heroes?
Our healthcare workers, our first responders, our transportation, sanitation, our teachers.
So the day ended pretty much as it began. Some movement on some issues, no movement on others. But Senator Schumer says Democrats are not giving up.
We urged them. We said we'd be here. They're going to think about it, but we urge them to come back.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 618 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Dr. Bill's on the way. Dalton's got sports in a second. What are we doing in sports here?
The first
baseball?
A little bit of baseball. Nick Markakis had a walk-off last night for the Braves. I'll tell you all about that. But more importantly, the first coaches poll for the upcoming college football season is out, and South Alabama has added an opponent to their 2020 schedule after losing a couple opponents due to coronavirus cancellations. I'll tell you all about that and more coming up in sports.
All right, time we'll check headlines from WKRG next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops. Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's and Judy's Place.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:21 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, USA Today released its annual preseason Amway Coaches Top 25 preseason poll.
Wait. It's the Amway?
Amway. I don't even know what that is, honestly.
I'll tell you later. Okay. Actually, I'd like you to meet me for lunch later, and I've got some great opportunities to tell you about with the Amway Coaches Poll. You're going to love this. I really think you're the right person to hear this from me. So.
Okay, great. I've got some money to invest in whatever your thing might be. Well, the Clemson Tigers come in ranked first in the poll, the Amway Coaches Poll. Ohio State at number 2. Crimson Tide ranked number 3. This is the 11th season in a row that Alabama enters the season ranked in the top 3. They're followed by fellow SEC teams Georgia and LSU to round out the top 5. Big 12 favorite Oklahoma is ranked 6th, followed by Penn State, Florida, Oregon, and new ACC member Notre Dame. Auburn comes in ranked 11th. The Southeastern Conference will begin the season with 6 ranked teams, with Texas A&M coming in at 13th. The SEC recently approved a 10-game conference-only schedule for the 2020 football season, first game set to occur on September 26th. The South Alabama Jaguars have begun filling in their schedule after losing their matchups against Grambling State and Florida due to coronavirus cancellations. Yesterday, the Jags moved their first game at Southern Miss up by 2 days to Thursday, September 3rd, and they'll now open the new Hancock Whitney Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane on September 12th.
Right.
The Jags beat the Green Wave 41-39 back in 2013 in their first meeting. They'll also play in 2023, 2025, and 2026.
That matchup.
Yeah, look at the schedule, Sean. Southern Miss, Tulane, and UAB to open the season so far.
That's cool.
South Alabama.
Way to go, Jags. I like that.
Yeah, I love those rivalries that we're trying to get kick-started there. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are tied for the lead after round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Day and Todd both shot 500 par rounds in the first major tournament since the sports world shut down due to COVID-19. A group of 10 golfers are one shot behind at 400 par. That includes Brooks Koepka, who's looking to win the PGA Championship for the third year in a row. Tiger Woods shot 68 yesterday, his lowest first-round score in a major in 8 years. He's currently 3 shots back. Justin Thomas has some work to do after finishing yesterday at 1 over par. Round 2 begins this morning at 9. It'll air on ESPN and ESPN+. In the majors last night, Nick Markakis returned to the Braves lineup after initially deciding to opt out of the 2020 season because of the pandemic. In his first game back, Markakis hit a walk-off home run to give the Braves a 4-3 win over Toronto.
Fly ball deep toward right field. That ball's going to go! Nick Markakis walks us off on the first pitch!
Braves pitcher Touki Toussaint had a career game with 9 strikeouts and pitched well into the 6th inning while allowing only 3 runs. Now Atlanta heads out for a 9-game road trip. They take on the Phillies tonight at 6. In other games, Miami beat Baltimore 8-7. The Marlins have won 5 straight since returning from a coronavirus suspension. Philly beat the Yankees 5-4. The Cubs lost to Kansas City 13-2. And Arizona defeated Houston 5-4. In the NBA, New Orleans fell to 1-3 in the bubble after losing to Sacramento 140-125. With 4 games remaining, the Pelicans are 3 games behind the Western Conference's 8th and 9th seeds. They'll need to win out, plus a lot of luck for a chance to play in the playoffs. 6:24 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports.
Yeah, I want to add this in, too, from the text line here. Before we'll get traffic with Kane coming up in just a second, but I know we're all talking about it this morning before we got started. 65 southbound. This texter says 65 southbound just past Moffett Road. State trooper with his lights on with construction crew picking up barrels from overnight paving they've been working on. People are not paying attention to the workers picking up the barrels. He said they need to move over one lane by law. They're supposed to. Just wanted to pass that along. This texter points out, Sean, it wasn't too long ago a construction worker got killed doing that same thing they're doing now. People not moving over. This person's a truck driver. CDL, my CDL brother, and what's up, folks, said, I'll pay attention to state laws and abide. Thanks. So, once again, 65 southbound this morning. That is the problem. Martin, thank you for that text. We'll get more from Kane in traffic coming up right after we check in with Dr. Bill for our forecast that's coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
All right, 627, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, and man, Dr. Bill Williams joins us in just a second for a little update on the tropics out there as we inch our way towards the peak of hurricane season. As he told us yesterday, the new numbers are out. Even more, could be like a 24 named storms for the season. He'll give us details on that and look at our weekend weather right here at home. That's all straight ahead. News from WKRG right now.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Do you hate having to drag your boat, trailer, or RV to the tire store and have to wait several hours for the work to be completed? What if the tire store came to you? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor. We can come to your home or storage facility to install your tires. We have air jacks to gently lift the trailer, then mount and balance your tires on site. We even offer nitrogen inflation. Many of our clients have had horror stories with tires blowing out, so we usually increase the ply rating of the tire to be able to handle more weight. We even replace many 10-ply rated tires for the heavier 14-ply steel sidewall tires that don't have tendency to flex as much. So call us at 251-415-5500 or our website at 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Congress' self-imposed deadline for a stimulus deal is today, but it appears there's little chance of a bipartisan agreement before the weekend begins.
Sides remain split over a stimulus deal to help people weather the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's hoping to reach an agreement.
The best and really only good way to help the American people is a broad, strong bipartisan agreement.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin also wants to wrap up a deal.
If the Democrats are willing to compromise and do something, I think we'll get something done.
But that didn't happen after a three-hour meeting Thursday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A power outage has cast darkness across dozens of blocks in New York City, where many are still without electricity in the aftermath of Tropical Storm Isaias. The Metropolitan Transport Authority is advising passengers to consider alternate routes. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Data services company Dropbox posted earnings of 22 cents per share, 5 cents higher than analysts expected. Revenues were slightly higher than predictions in the quarter. Gilead Sciences says it can produce enough remdesivir to meet global demand due to the coronavirus pandemic in October. Gilead also plans to make more than 2 million treatment courses of the antiviral drug by the end of the year, with several million more coming in 2021. President Trump has signed an executive order requiring the government to buy essential medicines and medical supplies from U.S. companies instead of from foreign countries such as China. The order removes some regulations U.S. pharmaceutical manufacturers face and fast-tracks the review process to make certain drug ingredients. The Dow added 185 points, posting gains for a fifth straight day. The Nasdaq was up 109. The S&P added 21, but futures are lower amid building tensions between Washington and Beijing after President Trump moved to impose limits on social media apps. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Shop the Open Air Tent Sale at Yellowhammer Fishing August 15th and 16th, showcasing their new exclusive brand, Hammerhead Kayaks. All equipped with chair-style seats and paddles, including two different pedal drive models. Yellowhammer Fishing has everything you need for a great day on the water, fishing, or just exploring, with products tailored for our local waters. Find the kayak that's just for you, or shop now for the holidays at the Yellowhammer Fishing Open Air Tent Sale Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th from 9 to 5. Highway 90 West in Theodore next to Hood's, and on Facebook. Financing of available.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. Oh, we got to press. There we go. Dr. Bill, now we got the right buttons pushed. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday. We just got buttons that need pushed in here. We got, you know, it's just a big time. We're ready for the weekend, and this dry patch we've been on, does this hold on to the weekend, or we start getting more showers in the mix?
It looks like about Sunday, Monday, we start to get back into a little more of a normal pattern for this time of the year, which would be increasing humidity and, of course, afternoon thunderstorms. But we can enjoy this dry conditions right now for today and also for tomorrow. Now, today I expect mostly sunny skies and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. But we're also going to see some warmer temperatures. We'll get up around 94, perhaps 95 today. And it was just a light wind out of the north in the morning and around the south in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Looks like a low of about 75. And then for Saturday, mostly sunny again. A slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And the high on Saturday, about 95 degrees. As for Sunday, still plenty of sunshine, but we'll see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And once again, up around 95 degrees. As we get into next week, Monday, we're still in the mid-90s, but a better chance for some afternoon thunderstorms and also a little more humid. And then Tuesday, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. So for the weekend and into Monday, we've got some really hot temperatures here along the Gulf Coast. And not too far north of us, into interior southwest Alabama, they're going to see some readings in the upper 90s.
Well, it's August, I guess. If it's going to happen, it's probably a good month for it to happen. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What are you watching there?
Right now, it's quiet over the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, although there is a tropical wave moving across the Leeward Islands. I don't expect anything from that. And then a couple of other tropical waves now across the Atlantic, but no development at this time. So we're looking pretty good for today, and most likely we'll be okay over the weekend. And then next week, we'll start to see if we see any big changes in the tropics.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, we appreciate the update. And next hour, weekend weather scale.
I'm working on it now.
All right, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. Also, his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. And hearing him talk about the Atlantic. Hey, I'm not trying to turn Mobile Mornings into just, you know, what podcast you need to go check out from yesterday. But in the 1 o'clock hour of Midday Mobile, I talked to my buddy Bryant Knight. Bryant's a veteran, and he was on the first fight or die team that did the row across the Atlantic in their rowboat, their 28-foot rowboat called the Whoopi.
Yeah, the Whiskey Talisker Challenge, I believe.
Yes, and now they're getting ready for year three of this. So he's not rowing. They get new teams of veterans to do this. It's an amazing story, and they're also, as always, needing our help to bring attention to it, raise money for them. And, of course, they train here in Mobile, which is super cool. This is veterans from all over the country. They go to La Gomera and the Canary Islands and row across to Antigua. They row across the Atlantic to Antigua, these vet teams. More information at U.S. Vet Row, or you can go get the interview from yesterday by going to the front page of FMTalk1065.com. Just click in the podcast tab and pick in Mobile, Midday Mobile, hour number two from yesterday. Or better yet, if you're subscribed at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, where am I missing?
Tune in.
We're
pretty much on every single podcast platform. And if we're not, I would like for you to reach out to me so I can put us on that platform that we're not currently on. But anywhere you can get podcasts, you can subscribe and get our stuff there.
All right. So do that. Do that today. All right. 6:38. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next. Talking with Ben Kearns from Taylor Martino. Ben, I know that we're all looking for certain things in the law firm, but what are attorneys like you looking for in a client?
Sean, we're looking for honest clients with honest injuries. We want to represent people who are really hurt and who are really entitled to compensation. We demand honesty from our clients, and we will be honest with our clients in return. We have an ethical obligation to do so.
Also reflects on y'all's level of success in the courtroom.
Absolutely, it does. And jurors and judges know about our reputation, and they know that we're going to present an honest case and we're going to have honest clients. That's why we think we're more likely to get you fair compensation for your injuries.
All right. Well, I want to tell you about what's happened to me. I want to meet with you. How do I do that?
You can give me a call at 251-433-3131. Set up an initial intake interview. I want to meet you. I want to see you face to face. Let's talk. Interview might take an hour and a half, but I like to be thorough.
There he is, Ben Kearns, Taylor Martino. You just Google Taylor Martino and get that appointment today. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, stay open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still there, southbound 65, just south of Moffitt in the right emergency lane. I've got another officer just pulled up trying to help there. Cottage Hill and Azalea moving out into a parking lot, and we still have no delays across the Bayway or the Causeway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in, still offering delivery with DoorDash, Postmates, and the Waiter app. And lunch today, 7 weeks of French fries, only $9.99. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check, and we've got it labeled where those zones are, and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
At 642 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Reminder too, day five. We'll see. I mean, I feel pretty good Jeff will show up again.
I think so.
Yeah, so day five of the Jeff Poor Show. It's been the first week of the Jeff Poor Show's debut here at FM Talk 106.5. You talk about interviews, and you're talking about newsmakers. You get them every weekday morning from 9 to noon. So the show, that's the sandwich is one side, Mobile Mornings, this show. We end at 9. Then we're still live in the studio, Jeff Poor Show till noon, then Midday Mobile from noon to 2. All right, watch this yesterday. It was actually right before the Midday Show as New York... The way they teased it, and so the district attorney of New York had, or attorney general of New York had big information coming in a press conference. I thought it was going to be more about President Trump's tax returns.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
And that's probably why they didn't say what it was about, because they got all the cameras out there, everybody standing there, the reporters. And then New York's attorney general said they're taking the National Rifle Association to court. She says she wants to dissolve the organization, claiming tens of millions of dollars were misappropriated for personal use by the nonprofit's leadership. Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One with more.
The NRA and every other nonprofit organization that operates within New York must follow the state's laws that govern nonprofits. Attorney General Letitia James made that clear as she announced her office's lawsuit against the NRA.
These organizations are required by law to register and file annual financial reports with the Office of the New York State Attorney General, and the assets of such an organization are legally required to be used in a way that serves the interest of NRA membership and that advance the organization's charitable mission.
She then explained why she brought the civil suit against the leadership of the NRA.
We found that the NRA instead fostered a culture of noncompliance.
James said the NRA's internal policies were blatantly ignored by the top leaders in the organization.
They use millions upon millions of dollars from the NRA for personal use, including for lavish trips for themselves and their families.
She singled out Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre.
Specifically, Mr. LaPierre spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of the NRA's charitable assets for personal private plane trips for himself and his family, including extended family when he was not present. He visited the Bahamas by private air charter at least 8 times in an approximate 3-year period with his family.
James claimed over the last 2 years alone, LaPierre spent over $3.6 million of NRA funds on travel consultants. When President Trump heard about this lawsuit, he said,
"That's a very terrible thing that just happened. I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
Well, the NRA's headquarters are in Fairfax, Virginia, not New York. Even if it were in Texas, the New York Attorney General still would have filed this suit. The NRA's president said these charges were baseless and premeditated and characterized the lawsuit as being purely political. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
All right, 645 FM Talk, 1065. You know, the question about it being political, she rolls out Wayne LaPierre's name several times there, but the suit is against the NRA and not Wayne LaPierre. I mean, I think it's pretty easy to see what they want to have happen with this. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Dalton's got sports on the way, and headlines from WKRG are next.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My trip to Israel last year profoundly changed me. I traveled from Gethsemane, where Christ prayed, to Mass on the Sea of Galilee. I went to Bethlehem to see where he was born, and then to his tomb where he rose from the dead. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but it was a place at the Sermon on the Mount where we were taught the Beatitudes that gave me a renewed sense of purpose, to always protect the hopeless, the helpless, and the powerless. Those principles are why I used my good fortune to help build the Morgan & Morgan Hunger Relief Center at Second Harvest, and why we have spent millions of dollars to raise the minimum wage in Florida. My purpose today is different than when I first started. My firm has been my ministry after my brother Tim was hurt. Never did I think we would become the largest injury firm in the world, but here we are, and we are here for you. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Morgan & Morgan, for all God's people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk.
1065.
1065.
Good morning. 649 on FM Talk 1065. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football news, USA Today released its annual preseason Amway Coaches Top 25 preseason poll. The Clemson Tigers come in ranked first in that poll, with Ohio State at number two. Crimson Tide are ranked number three. This is the 11th season in a row that Alabama will enter the season ranked in the top three. They're followed by fellow SEC teams, Georgia and LSU, to round out the top five. Big 12 favorite Oklahoma is ranked sixth, followed by Penn State, Florida, Oregon, and Notre Dame. Auburn comes in ranked 11th. The SEC will begin the season with six ranked teams, with Texas A&M coming in at number 13. The SEC recently approved a 10-game conference-only schedule for the 2020 season. First game now set to occur on September 26th. The South Alabama Jaguars have begun filling in their schedule after losing matchups against Grambling State and Florida due to coronavirus cancellations. Yesterday, the Jags moved their first game at Southern Miss up by 2 days to Thursday, September 3rd, and they'll now open the new Hancock Whitney Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane on September 12th. The Jags beat the Green Wave 41-39 back in 2013 in their first meeting. They'll also play in 2023, 2025, and 2026. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are tied for the lead after round one of the PGA Championship in San Francisco. Day and Todd both shot 5-under par rounds in the first major tournament since the sports world shut down due to COVID-19. A group of 10 golfers are one shot behind at 4-under par. That includes Brooks Koepka, who's looking to win the PGA Championship for the third year in a row. Tiger Woods shot 68 yesterday, his lowest first-round score in a major in 8 years. He's currently 3 shots back. Justin Thomas has some work to do after finishing yesterday at 1-over par. Round two begins this morning at 9. It'll air on ESPN and ESPN+. In the majors last night, Nick Markakis returned to the Braves lineup after initially deciding to opt out of the 2020 season because of the pandemic. In his first game back, Markakis hit a walk-off home run to give the Braves a 4-3 win over Toronto.
Fly ball deep toward right field. That ball's going to go! Nick Markakis walks us off on the first pitch!
Braves pitcher Tuki Toussaint, that's Sean's favorite. He had a career game with 9 strikeouts and pitched well into the 6th inning while allowing 3 runs. Now Atlanta heads out on the road for a 9-game road trip. They take on the Phillies tonight at 6. In other games, Miami beat Baltimore 8-7. The Marlins have won 5 straight since returning from a coronavirus suspension. Philly beat the Yankees 5-4. The Cubs lost to Kansas City 13-2. And Arizona defeated Houston 5-4. In the NBA, New Orleans fell to 1-3 in the bubble after losing to Sacramento 140-125. With 4 games remaining, the Pelicans are 3 games behind the Western Conference's 8th and 9th seeds and will need to win out, plus a lot of luck, for a chance to play in the playoffs. Phoenix, the only team yet to lose in Orlando, they beat Indiana 114-99 yesterday. The Lakers, without LeBron James, lost to Houston 113-97. Milwaukee rallied from 23 points down to beat Miami 130-116. The Clippers defeated Dallas, and Portland got the win over Denver. In the NHL playoff qualifying series, Calgary shut out Winnipeg 4-0 to win their 5-game series in 4 games and advance to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Vancouver shut out Minnesota 3-0 to take a 2-1 series lead. And Columbus beat Toronto 4-3 in overtime to take a 2-1 series lead. In round-robin games for playoff seeding, Vegas beat St. Louis 6-4, and the Flyers beat the Capitals 3-1. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good. At Wildlife Solutions, rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Looks great through the George Wallace to the Bankhead Tunnels, and we've had a great ride along the interstate. From Loxley, I-10 to Daphne and across to Bayway, the Causeway, with no delays. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street, across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp, and they've recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook and Instagram with curbside service. It's Lotus CBD, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All All right, 655 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams with the weekend weather scale coming up next hour as we get ready. Also, Alec Naiman joins us. We'll find out what's cooking with him around 7:55. All right, you see this? It's your chance to win free beer if you're an NFL kicker.
I did not see that, but okay. I'm intrigued.
All right, so Bud Light's trying to turn 2020 around. Thank God somebody is, by giving one sports town free beer, and they're letting the most important position on the football team decide who gets it.
The kicker?
The
most important. Okay, that's a funny joke.
Right, so this is definitely intriguing. Okay, unfortunately, they've already limited the competition to just two cities. Oh, thank you, Bud Light. Detroit and Denver. So here's how it works. A free beer will be given to the city with a kicker who makes the longest field goal this season. So it's between Lions kicker Matt Prater and Broncos kicker Brandon McManus.
Mm-hmm.
And this promotion is came about after Brandon said he wanted to break the all-time record for longest field goal this season. You know the record?
It's 63 now, right?
64.
Yards. 64.
It's amazing you know
come
it that
on.
Close. Yeah, so Matt is including this because he currently holds the record at 64 yards. And for the record, McManus's personal best is 57 yards, which he did in 2015. He said, quote, "I know I can make it. I can make that. My teammates know I can make that. In training camp with live rushes, I've made it from 73 yards."
Ooh.
Again, neither has to beat the record. They just have to make the longest kick this season.
So they're going to give beer out regardless.
What I don't get is, like, they said they're going to give it out to the entire city.
Mm-hmm.
You got Denver. You got Detroit. Both places, I think, probably have a pretty high level of beer drinkers.
Yeah, I would say so.
Is it going to be like one beer per city? They've got to figure, because you could bring down, what is the international company, Embev, the
Yeah. Prada?
But you could bring down that whole company.
Well, the thing InBev, here is, yeah. I mean, Denver, the kicker there, McManus, he's going to win this, right? Denver, high altitude, way easier to kick field goals there. I mean, I know Detroit they have the dome there, but it's going to be easier in Denver, and plus, easier for Bud Light. You got beer snobs out there in Denver.
That's true. I was wondering, yeah, there'd be craft beers and not want the Bud Light.
They're craft beer and weed out there in Denver.
Until somebody gives them free beer.
Yeah.
Okay? It might be all craft beer and weed in Denver until somebody says, here's some free Bud Light. And then they'll be like, this is my favorite. All right. 657 FM Talk 106.5. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings coming your way next.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A massive fire at a landfill in Clark County continues to burn this morning. Firefighters began battling that fire around 12:30 Thursday afternoon. Emergency officials tell us tires are burning at that landfill, sending smoke into the air that can be seen for miles. A controversial state representative is facing a theft charge. Representative Will Dismukes of Prattville came under fire last week for attending a birthday party honoring a former KKK leader. Thursday, he was arrested for stealing from a former employer. First-degree theft involves amounts larger than $2,500. A police lieutenant from Meridian, Mississippi is facing a DUI charge in Orange Beach. Meridian Police Lieutenant John Griffith was driving from Meridian to Orange Beach when 911 dispatchers received calls about reckless driving on the Foley Beach Express. He was arrested after refusing to take a breathalyzer test. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions. 209-6114.
This is Dale from Columbus, previously from the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Coach Saban joins us from Tuscaloosa. Coach, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Well, we try to keep the players engaged by checking on their well-being and their academics and, you know, the little bit of time we can do a little football with them to keep them engaged. So they seem to be doing okay, and state of flux that we're in, or come out the other end a little better, and that's what we're trying to manage our team through.
The Paul Feinbaum Show.